Welcome back to Sheep Among Wolves, everyone. I have a couple episodes I've been meaning to record for you all, but as always, life tends to get in the way. But I wanted to record this one, specifically freeform episode here, because something strange happened that I felt I needed to record and share with the community of Christians, however large or small that community might be who listens to this, because I had something strange happen to me that doesn't happen that often, and I felt the need to analyze it, and upon analyzing it, I decided that it had some content to it. So without any further ado, I'll get into the reason that I'm making this episode. Last night I had a fairly vivid dream that I remembered just about fully upon waking. That doesn't happen that often. I think most mornings I probably wake up and I don't know at all what I dreamed about. So it's very rare that I'll remember my dream, or that I'll have vivid dreams that I'll end up remembering. It's a point of contention for me, because, you know, I think potentially it's a sign that I don't get the best sleep, so I'm very aware of that, and I always try to, you know, get a good night rest, and, you know, the fact that I don't remember a lot of my dreams, you know, just sort of reaffirms that feeling that I have that maybe I don't get the best sleep. But that's besides the point. That's just to sort of emphasize that, you know, this is a very rare thing that happens to me. And because I'm aware of, you know, how little that I dream, that it causes concern in me almost. But aside from that, the dream itself was pretty simple, I guess you can say, kind of out of nowhere. But it starts with me, well, I guess I can't say 100% where it started, but I, for some reason, I had this desire to go on a long trek, like a walk northward. I wanted to cover a vast distance going north, which meant, you know, snow and, you know, just going through a lot of tough terrain and weather and conditions. But I wanted to do it. I wanted to accomplish this goal. Don't know why. Don't know where the goal came from. I've never been a person to want to climb Mount Everest or something like that. But for some reason, this is the goal that I had, that I wanted to accomplish. It was going to be a long journey, but I wanted to do it. Now, I don't clearly remember where the journey started, and where I found a guide who would go with me. It seemed like it was a guide who would go with me, someone, an expert who knew what they were doing and would basically watch me and help me complete this journey. Now, in my analysis, this guide is very clearly Jesus in this scenario, but obviously at the time I was just going on some journey with this guy who's a guide, and he's gonna help me through this journey. But we'll sort of talk more about that as we go through the story. So I was, you know, walking. I remember, it's almost like I can remember that moment of, you know, okay, I have this goal. And then I remember being like knee deep in snow with like blizzard conditions, just, but walking very fast, you know. Not, I didn't feel discouraged. The weather wasn't getting to me. I felt very good about what I was doing, almost like a feeling of heroism, I guess you could say. Just trudging through the snow. It was almost like in the movies when they're doing like the, I know there's a word for it, but the word escapes me right now, so I'll just say like a highlight reel of someone like preparing for a fight or something like that. Everything they're doing to train, it was almost like that, where it's like I saw, all right, a couple seconds of me going through this terrain, through this terrain, through this terrain. And then finally, I wound up in like what seemed to be like mine shafts to me. It was like clearly I was inside of some sort of rock structure that was clearly excavated. Like it's been clearly altered by man. There's hallways and pathways and all that. And assumed to be abandoned because there was no one around, there was no machinery. But, you know, me and my guide are walking through this, and I believe it was in here where I did, like, it was completely silent and eerie, I guess you could say. And at a certain point, I don't know if I heard something, I just know that I was distracted and I veered to another direction that wasn't straight ahead where my guide was going. And I just had this feeling that, all right, I need to go to the right over here and check out what that was, whatever it was, if it was a sound. And once I got to a certain point, it, again, right here, it's almost like the memory, it just blanks. And then I remember getting to a certain point where I found whatever it was that was distracting me. And it was a man with what I believe was a wrench in his hand. Not like a cartoonishly large wrench. And clearly he was an enemy. It was evident. And he was like walking toward me and clearly sought to harm me or to keep me from this journey, essentially. And after that is another moment where sort of it goes blank, and then I think I remember at some point I remember falling down from something and my guide being right there, and then right after that it goes blank again. And then I'm back home talking to the guide. And that part is very confusing to me. Or was very confusing, at least. Because I got knocked down. So clearly, whoever was trying to stop me from continuing on this journey, they won. But I could have continued going in that direction on the journey, maybe trying another route, you know, or, you know, just trying something different to get around this obstacle. But instead, I somehow, I don't know if I walked all the way home, somehow I ended up back home instead of continuing on the journey. And feeling kind of discouraged. Like, all right, well, I still want to go on this journey. I still want to complete this goal. But, you know, I went that far, and then I was stopped. And now I came all the way back home. So to do the journey again, I have to start back from where I first started and keep walking through what I already did. And then, you know, the thought that happens next is, but what if I do all that and I get to that point and then I just get knocked back down? that those are like very discouraging thoughts and feelings that I have in this dream. So, in the dream, I did let this, let these thoughts sort of discourage me from trying, again. So, you know, I was like, all right, well, you know, I did the best that I could. I tried my hardest, but, you know, I got thrown off. I couldn't complete the journey, but, you know, that's not worth it to try and go and do it again. And so that kind of ends my recollection of the dream at well. Could have been very well the end of the dream itself. But there was a meaning there for me after thinking about it all morning, sort of analyzing it. There was a meaning there for me that I knew was there, that I felt isn't just for me. That I felt could be a message that other people maybe need to hear. So the meaning that I draw from that dream is the journey could be very much compared to, well, I mean, you can look at Pilgrim's Progress is one tale that's actually kind of similar. A lot more detailed, but a little similar. But basically that journey could be compared to, you know, a Christian's walk, and not only just walking passively through life, but a Christian who is daily trying to work toward the purpose that God has for them in their lives, even though they might not really see it precisely what the purpose is until they get to the end of that journey. You know, we're still, you know, diligently working toward that goal. And it's not always easy. You know, people like to talk about their friends who aren't Christian in a way that's like, oh, well, you know, Christ, you know, accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior has just made my life so much better. And yeah, that's true. But the reality is that life actually gets a little more difficult because you're no longer just accountable to yourself and the people that know you, but you're accountable to God. And you have more responsibilities than you did before knowing Christ, before accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. You know, once you accept that, you're on a mission. You're on a mission to further the work that Christ started and obviously His disciples went out and they spread the word, and we're called to do the same. And we have friends, we have family who maybe didn't have the same experience as we did that led us to Christ, that we have to try to lead toward Christ as well. So that, you know, in essence represents the tough conditions, the trials that you can face as a Christian walking through life. If you're trying to truly follow Christ, if you're trying to continually improve yourself, if you're trying to be honest with yourself where your faults are, where your weaknesses are, and trying to be better in the areas that you're weak. Now, every Christian will go through different seasons. Sometimes these struggles are not that intense, and sometimes they are. Sometimes our old nature is at rest, and sometimes for whatever reason it's been called awake. It's been awoken. Who wakes it up? is it us by not being careful? Is it the enemy? I can't answer that. It's probably both at different times or both at the same time. But regardless, you know, it happens to all of us. And we can find ourselves sort of being reminded of the person that we used to be, and the things that we used to permit in our lives that we no longer do. And, you know, what I think the enemy likes to do is, you know, it likes to try to use this as an opportunity to tell us, see, you haven't changed. You're still the same person. Look, you still have these thoughts. You still have these desires in your heart to sin. You know, you're human. You're going to want to sin, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so long as you live, you're always going to be like that. And that's true to a degree, because we are human. We have our old nature in our hearts. Our hearts desire to sin. Everyone's, I guess you can say, desire to sin is different, both in type and in severity, I would say. But we all have it. And so the enemy wants you to give up, essentially. What the enemy wants you to do is to think, well, it's too hard. I've been on this tough journey, like in my dream. You know, I've been trudging through snow, knee deep, waist high, up to my chest, however you want to, however difficult it may have been, and only to get to this point, and then to be knocked down, and feel like I'm no different than from the point where I started. And that's where I sort of tie in, when, you know, I at some point, I guess I made the decision and I clicked and turned right back. I was right back at home where I started, but I still had that journey. And that's where the enemy wants you to go. That's where the enemy wants you to go when he knocks you down. When he catches you slipping, he wants you to think that, you know, like I said, you're no different than the person that you were when you started this journey. And he wants to use that feeling to discourage you from following Christ. Because he wants you to believe that, well, you know, I've been following Christ, I've been reading my Bible, I've been praying, I've been doing all of these things, and just this one little thing, and I feel like I have to start all over. And I don't want to start all over, and it might feel easier for you to give up than to just start over. But we know, if we're conscious of this, we know that that's a lie. That the Lord of lies is always going to whisper in your ear those little temptations to give up, to forsake God, essentially, to sort of reject that which you accepted, and to go back to the life that you used to live. And with this holy season we're in, with Easter approaching, you know, it's no surprise to me that the enemy is probably going to be on his offense. And, you know, potentially that's why, you know, I had this dream. I'm not one to put a lot of stock into dreams, or to say that it's, you know, like prophecy or, you know, some sort of vision that I had. You know, it can be very much just related to, you know, the season that I'm going through in my life. And I'm not afraid to share that, you know, with this community that I hope to be developing. Because we all go through seasons, and I think it's important that we all share that we do. Because if we don't, then it's going to make it all the easier for someone who, when they encounter a situation parallel to what I described in my dream, it's going to be easier for them to give up. Because they're going to feel like this doesn't happen to Christians. And it's happening to me. So, what am I? I'm not worthy. I'm not a Christian. You know, I'm just a sinner, and I can't be helped. And, you know, as much as we believe strongly when we're strong, in our weak moments, we can have very flawed rationale, and we can be very pessimistic. And so I think it's important that we as Christians share our blessings with each other, and we share our weaknesses with each other as well. And so, did God give me this dream? That's not for me to know or for me to answer. I know one day I'll be able to ask him if he did. This could have been God. This could have been my subconscious, just, you know, evaluating everything that's going on in my life, and everything that, you know, that I'm reading about, and just sort of returning it back in a dream. You know, in a way, God gave me my subconscious, so you could say, still, you know, he gave us how our minds operate, how we digest information, how our minds return that information to us when we're sleeping and dreams. You know, he gave us all that. So, you know, you could technically say that, I suppose. But that would be obviously through a natural way and not a supernatural way, such as like prophecy or giving you a vision or something like that. So, but, you know, that's beside the point. The point that I'm trying to make today, Christian friends, is whatever season you might be going through, right now you might be very strong. And if you are, I'm glad. I'm happy that you're not struggling, you know, with anything right now. But remember that, because you're not always going to be that. There's going to be a season where you don't feel as strong. And you need to remember the time right now where you're strong, so that later when you're weak, you can call back to it. However, if you're going through a season right now where you're weak, maybe you've fallen, maybe you've returned to a certain behavior that isn't Christian, or maybe you've been tempted toward that behavior that isn't Christian, a behavior that you've given up in your life when you decided to make a decision for Christ, just know that you're not alone, that we all go through seasons, we all go through temptations, and we'll be like that our whole lives. But also know that your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. That's James 5, 8 through 11. I know I said this was a free-form podcast, but I actually started saying the beginning of that verse as it just came up in my heart after talking through the dream. And I decided to look it up so I could quote it word for word, and really surprised and amazed myself that, you know, this verse right here kind of sums up everything that I've been trying to say with this dream. You know, be alert and be of sober mind. These are, you know, leading up to it. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all of your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And that's all I'm saying. And that's why I wanted to record this short episode, to share with you the reminder that I received through a dream. Who sent it? Was it my subconscious? Can't tell ya. I will look forward to asking God that question when I meet him and when I'm up there worshiping him with all of you. With that being said, I'll wrap this up. I hope you guys are having a good Easter week. Hope you didn't miss my episodes too much. I have another one I need to record, a sermon that I gave for our church recently, and then I need to continue on with the commandments episodes that I started back in February, I believe. But, you know, as always, thank you for listening in, even if it's just one of you, two of you, 2,000 of you, 2,000,000 of you, no matter how many. I just hope that I can help whoever needs to hear it. And I think I announced in the last one, I used to make these Christian t-shirts for myself, mainly, with the idea of, oh, well, maybe I can, like, make a business out of it. You know, every time I go to look for a Christian t-shirt, I either can't find the verse I'm looking for, or I just can't find something that captures what I'm looking for exactly. Or if I do find it, you know, every t-shirt is like a minimum $25 a piece. And so I decided, well, I'll just, you know, I'll make my own and, you know, use these printing sites like Printify and stuff like that to just, you know, make my own t-shirts and, you know, sort of get them at a discount. So I've had a couple designs in the past. I've worked on a few recently. They're not fancy. They're simple. They're to the point. And the point is, you know, evangelizing. That's why I like my Christian t-shirts to do, is to evangelize just by me wearing the t-shirt and walking. If people are offended, that at least does more than nothing, because you're still bringing the topic of Christ up in their mind. And so that's why I like the t-shirts. I like to wear things that maybe do sort of offend, obviously not in a hateful way, but in a truthful way that could be perceived as an attack, I suppose. But it's the truth, it's from the Bible, and that's what I put. Other shirts can be encouragement. You know, there's plenty of different categories. That's kind of just the direction I've been in lately, is like a call to attention kind of verse to put on there. But yeah, so I decided to take these designs and make a Shopify type store and website, and you know, I've been sharing it in the Bible readings, in the description of those episodes, and I'll share it with you again here. I'll put it in the description of this episode as well. The website is www.sheepamong.com. Sheep Among Wolves was not available, so I settled for Sheep Among. So you'll see the link in the description when I post this. If you don't like my my designs, don't buy anything, please. I'm just putting it out there in case, you know, there's someone who does like it and they would like to purchase it, support the program in a way. And the idea, other idea, to address the whole $25 minimum purchase price, they're all $19.99. So, not a huge profit margin, but for me, it's important to just get the message out. So if you're interested in, purchasing one, feel free. I'm also interested in, you know, getting your ideas, but I just haven't set that up yet. You know, things are so busy that sometimes I don't have time to record, let alone set up, I guess you could say, infrastructure for something else. But somewhere down the line, I'm going to try to set up something that will allow you all to send requests. I think through the website you can technically email me in like the contact us section. So if you have an idea for a t-shirt that you'd like to see, or a verse that you'd just like to put on a t-shirt without a design, just feel free to email me through that contact us link. But sometime in the future, I'd like to set something up that allows us to be a little more interactive, whereas, you know, I'm putting content out, and you guys can not only respond to it, I don't know, through a sort of blog type platform, but you can communicate with each other, encourage each other as Christians. So that might take some careful planning, but it is in the works in my mind, let's say. So once I'm able to realize that, I'll share that as well. But that's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you know anyone who maybe can hear this and it would help them to hear it, please do share it with them, whether it's a Christian friend. I mean, I guess, yeah, this one in particular pertains to a Christian, or I guess it could pertain to if you have a Christian friend who is no longer Christian, who decided to renounce their faith, in a sense. You know, you could share it with them too, because I'd be willing to bet anyone who did probably had an experience similar to what was described in the dream. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please stay tuned to the Bible reading plan that I have through the Bible General Harrison's Way. If you want to buy a t-shirt, the website's sheepamong.com. And I guess until next time, may God richly bless you, my dearly beloved.